It's 6 degrees and light rain and fog at 3 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. On Monday morning, the Coburg Police and the Cornerstone Organization held a media event promoting the new joint program that is... intended to assist with sexual assault and spouse abuse cases in Coburg. Coburg Police Chief Kai Liu has high hopes for the program.
This program also allows the police service to hire expertise through a partnership with Cornerstone, in that if we were to go out and hire our own individual, we certainly couldn't afford it. And by tapping into the expertise of Cornerstone, we get the many, many years of expertise that they have firsthand working with victims.
Habitat for Humanity has received a donation from the Belleville Lions Club of $100,000 to go towards two new homes for local families. QNET News reporter Katie Perry has the story of one woman's heartwarming experience.
We raise funds and we spend them back in the community for people who need a hand up.
Larry Brown is the president of the local Lions Club, talking about why they made the donation. Two new houses on Donald Street will be built with the donation. Nearby, Vanessa Francoeur's house is nearly complete, and she remembers the day she knew her family would get a house.
He opened the door, he saw them in the lobby with balloons, holding balloons, so we kind of knew before they actually walked into the door, but I was in tears.
Bob Clute is the president of Habitat for Humanity.
The proudest moment is when we hand the keys to that house to a family, and there are two emotional events in a habitatter's life. One is when we tell the family that they're getting a house, and there's tears, there's celebration, there's balloons and cake. The second time is when we present the keys, and there's 100 people on the front lawn celebrating that day, all the volunteers and all the donors, all the public people that gave us money are there, and very few have dry eyes. And so when that happens, you know you've done a good thing.
Clute says Habitat for Humanity is aiming to complete 5 houses this year. Katy Perry, QNET News, Belleville.
The Napanee OPP and the Ontario Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals are investigating after a dead cat was discovered in the Parrots Bay Conservation Area earlier this week. The cat was found by a local resident who reported it to the OPP. According to a news release from the OPP, the dead cat was found under suspicious circumstances and the incident is under investigation. The conservation area where the cat was found is part of the larger Cataraqui Conservation Authority. It's a popular place for hikers, bikers, and dog walkers, according to the police. The Napanee OPP would like to hear from anyone with information about this incident. Firefighters are battling a 5-alarm blaze at an auto wrecking business in northeast Toronto. The fire began in an oil pit at the business near Sewell's Well Road and Steeles Avenue late Thursday morning. Fire officials say it is a massive blaze and difficult to fight as crews can't use water. They are using foam chemicals to put out the fire. A nearby CN rail line has been shut down and the Toronto Transit Commission has sent in buses to shelter workers. No injuries are reported. A 58-year-old American man has been charged after a security breach at Canada's busiest airport that caused lengthy delays for a group of passengers. Peel Regional Police Constable Mark Fisher says the incident took place at Toronto's Pearson International Airport early Thursday morning and involved a United Airlines flight bound for Chicago. Fisher says officials found what they believed to be an improvised explosive device in the man's suitcase. He says tests determined the device was inert, but not until passengers had spent hours waiting to continue with their flight. Fisher says the man, who is an American citizen, has been charged with one count of mischief and is being held in custody. Passengers on the flight complained of the lengthy delays, saying they sat for 4 hours on the tarmac before being offloaded to an isolation area where they spent an additional several hours. The Greater Toronto Airports Authority, which oversees the running of the airport, said the incident aboard the United Airlines flight did not impact other airport operations. An Ontario private member's bill named after two firefighters killed in a roof collapse aims to protect others going into similar situations. Progressive conservative Randy Petipiece's bill would ensure certain large buildings with that type of construction are identified as having lightweight construction material. North Perth volunteer firefighters Ken Ray and Ray Walter died in 2011 when fighting a fire at a dollar store. Petipi says it's important for firefighters to know what Ray and Walter did not.
Investigators revealed what they and other firefighters could not have known. Because the building used lightweight wooden roof trusses, the structure was unstable and the roof's collapse was inevitable.
The Minister of Community Safety and Correctional Services says the government is supportive of the bill. Police in Virginia say a 12-year-old girl was left with a graze wound to her face after a shooting. Newport News Police said in a statement that officers responding to a report of a shooting on Thursday morning were told the girl was in an upstairs apartment when she was hit. She was taken to a hospital with an injury that isn't thought to be life-threatening. Police say they are investigating and will release more information as it becomes available. Jupiter is extra close and extra bright this week, and that means some amazing new close-ups. The Hubble Space Telescope zoomed in on the solar system giant Monday, and NASA released the pictures Thursday. Jupiter was a relatively close 415 million miles away. The planet's great red spot is especially vivid. It's a storm big enough to swallow Earth, but is mysteriously shrinking. Hubble's ongoing observations may help explain why. Also visible in the photos is Red Spot Jr. On Friday, Jupiter will be in opposition. That's when Jupiter, Earth, and the Sun all line up, with Earth in the middle. Jupiter will appear brighter than usual, the brightest of all year. Stargazers won't want to miss it. President Donald Trump says he thinks China will want to be stepping up in trying to deter North Korea's nuclear ambitions. Trump spoke to reporters on Air Force One on his way to a summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping. While Trump would not say what he wants China to do specifically with regards to North Korea, he suggested there was a link between terrible trade agreements with the U.S. and has made China and Pyongyang's provocations. He says the two issues really do mix. The president has said that if China doesn't exert more pressure on North Korea, the U.S. will act alone. That's QNET News on 91X to 4:03 p.m. Sports is next.
This is fun, right?
I'm so bored. It's the same thing over and over.
Board Game Man is here to save the day. Put down those controllers, citizens, and get yourself to Scallywag Toys.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Scallywag Toys is celebrating International Tabletop Day, Saturday, April 29th. Organized demos and chances to play all kinds of board and card games all day long. It's all waiting for you at Scallywag Toys, your neighborhood games and toy store, 302 Front Street, downtown Belleville.
QNET Sports. In sports tonight, Winnipeg visits Columbus. The Senators go up against the Bruins and Toronto hosts Tampa Bay. The Ottawa Senators will be without star defenseman Erik Karlsson when they try to lock down an NHL playoff spot tonight in Boston. He's nursing a lower body injury suffered after blocking a shot in the game last week. The Senators can wrap up a postseason berth with a point. Elsewhere, Toronto can also get into the playoffs tonight if they beat Tampa Bay at home. If the Cleveland Cavaliers went into Boston on Wednesday to prove a point, then mission accomplished. The Cavs are back atop the Eastern Conference standings after LeBron James delivered 36 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists in a 114-91 thrashing of the Celtics. Kyrie Irving had 19 points and 5 assists for the Cavaliers, who led by as many 29 in the third quarter despite playing without injured center Tristan Thompson because of a sprained right thumb. Thompson's absence didn't stop the Cavs from out-rebounding the Celtics 51-38. Cleveland took control by opening the second quarter on a 22-4 run. The Cavaliers outscored Boston 71-46 over the second and third periods. Isaiah Thomas had 26 points for the Celtics, who trailed the Cavs by one game with four remaining. Cleveland owns the tiebreaker as well. A lawyer for ex-NFL star Aaron Hernandez has told jurors that the prosecution's star witness is a perjurer and a liar, who is the real killer of two men Hernandez is accused of gunning down over a spilled drink. During closing arguments Thursday, attorney Jose Baez told jurors that prosecutors made a deal with the devil when they agreed to give immunity to Hernandez's former friend Alexander Bradley. Baez said Bradley got the deal of a lifetime for claiming that Hernandez shot two men after one of them accidentally bumped into Hernandez at a Boston nightclub and spilled his drink. Prosecutors have said Hernandez was enraged over the encounter at the club because he felt very disrespected. They're scheduled to give their closing argument after the defense concludes its closing. Hernandez is already serving life in prison for the 2013 killing of a semi-professional football player, Odin Lloyd. The NHL has suspended Boston forward Brad Marchand for the Bruins' final two games of the regular season for spearing. Marchand was assessed a five-minute major and a game misconduct when he speared Tampa Bay Lightning defenseman Jake Dotchin in a game on Tuesday. The suspension means the Bruins will be without their leading soccer as they try to lock down a top-three spot in the Atlantic Division. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is rain, amount 20 to 30 millimeters with a high of 7. Rain will be changing to snow after midnight and amounts of rain of 5 millimeters and snowfall of 2 centimeters with a low plus 1. Tomorrow we'll have periods of snow ending near noon, then a mix of sun and cloud with a high of plus 4. At night, we'll be clear with a low of minus 3. At 4:07 p.m., it's 6 degrees. QNET News on the air and on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sabrina MacDonald, QNET News. News on 91X next at 5.